The log is off.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I am good. I'm feeling a little bit tired today. I had a massive walk yesterday because we were both off work, and like today, you know, when your legs are just like kind of on the verge of really hurting, but not quite.
I guess that when I go upstairs.
Yeah, I do. It takes me now like about 14 minutes to get to a raised position from a seat.
It's been really nice day today, though, hasn't it? Nice weather-wise.
Brilliant. I should have gone for another walk today, but my wife went swimming in the bay, so she's been like sea swimming today, and I stood on the shore and watched.
So, what, over the towel?
Yeah. So I still have a little bit of residual Benidorm bronchitis. I still have a little bit of residual karaoke cough, although it's a lot better.
Excellent. You might have noticed something. Have you noticed something about me?
Yeah, I have noticed something about you. You're a lot uglier today for some reason, but I can't quite
put
my finger on it.
Right. I have got a new webcam and it's a lot sharper. So you can see me in 1080. Sorry.
1080E.
But I was on like 4 megapixels on that webcam before, so I think it's a bit better.
Oh, well, good. I don't even know what my camera is, but as always, I'm just looking sharp.
Yeah.
So we've got a decent beer today. So I think we've got I don't know, but is there an apology needed for last week? Last episode was a little bit more drunken, wasn't it?
It's a little bit lively. I don't think we said anything out of hand or... I think there is potentially an apology for the previous week. So we've had some more comments on YouTube. And can you remember our comments about Airsoft?
Yes.
Someone kind of agreed with us in the comments about the Airsoft lot being perhaps a little bit tribal. I'm trying to do an apology here.
Sorry.
So if anyone from the Airsoft community does listen to this podcast by any chance and is offended by our comments, then we're sorry.
Stop being a wanker.
Yeah.
don't want to alienate anyone. Don't want to have the PC police coming round.
No.
But if you shoot plastic balls at each other, probably not my cup of tea.
Yeah, and you know, don't come round and seek revenge.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna retract that statement because I think I would really quite like to do it deep down. I just think that I'd be like too fat, too slow, too not good at firing a gun to be able to do anything. I don't think I'd have any tactical ability whatsoever. And I think deep down, I think I'd like to do it, but I just don't think I'd ever get to it.
Well, that sounds perfect for Airsoft.
Yeah, well, true. May as well just stick to Call of Duty, though. At least I can kill someone on that.
Mm. Debatable.
I've been away this week again with work. Yeah, I've been away again this week with work, and I've had an incident, shall we say?
All right, go on.
Not a bad incident, but just I just want to know what your take on this is.
Okay.
So. At work, when things aren't going particularly right, I'm trying to say this correctly without giving the game away, to be honest. So, could you imagine if you had a member of staff who you were pandering around? And I mean, when I say pandering, I mean like they do an all right enough job, but they've got a lot of issues that you're not happy with, but you sort of don't kind of bring them up because they're doing a job.
Like work issues or like personal issues?
Like work issues.
All right, okay, yeah.
Not being that good. What would you do if that person came to you and said something along the lines of, yes, it's everyone else but not me, that's the problem? What would your reaction be?
Well, I suppose I would ask them why they thought that. And I would try and understand where they were coming from. Because they've said that for a reason, haven't they?
Yeah, they were fishing for something, definitely.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think they got the reaction they were looking for because I just lost my shit. I literally lost my shit. I went all good men on them. What is that? Is that it? All Good Men? Was that the film? You can't handle the truth.
Oh, good. What's that called now? You've said the wrong words, but I can't remember what it's called. A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. Yeah. Yeah. I literally went all Tom Cruise, A Few Good Men on him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost my marbles. Literally lost my marbles. You know when someone sits there and they think, kind of wish I didn't start this conversation. It was one of those moments.
And when you finished his rant, did he go, see?
No, because I think I would have had, I literally think I would have had a heart attack. So, I mean, it didn't do me blood pressure any good whatsoever.
Mate, you've got to listen to people and work them out, man. And get on their journey. Even if it's stupid, you've got to work out where they're coming from. You can't just go mental.
Well, I didn't. This was accumulation of a lot of things. It was a lot of things that pushed us to the edge. And it was just this final thing that just pushed us over the edge. I mean, it could have been worse. I could have gone Kirk Douglas and Falling Down, which would have been a lot worse. So I reckon A Few Good Men was quite a good analogy in the scheme of it.
How is it now, though? Has it been resolved?
Yeah, because I think this guy actually, despite my kind of attitude, I think he really took it on board and like really understood what I was saying. So,
oh wow,
kind of worked. Yeah.
There's a guy on YouTube. I'm not saying this is you, by the way, but there's a guy on YouTube, and he reads out like texts to and from, and it's about bad bosses. So someone will text in, sorry, you can't make it in today. My mother's just died. And they'll text back going, that's unacceptable. We need you for this meeting this afternoon. It's like ridiculous examples of it. And you just think, what are some people thinking? Like, you're not that bad, are you?
So I've had another bit of a bad week as well. So I've been getting some bathrooms installed for literally the last 8 months.
Bathrooms?
So, yeah. So we've got like, hang on, we've got like three bathrooms that we need installing, and bought all the stuff and all that sort of shebang, and haven't actually still got them installed. So we're at the stage now where the guy was going to come 2 weeks ago to start doing them, and he texted us on Friday and basically said, fuck you, I'm not coming.
Really?
So he didn't actually say, fuck you, I'm not coming. But he may as well have said, fuck you, I'm not coming. Because I've been waiting for 6 months for him to turn up.
So is he just excuses, excuses, excuses?
Just sacked us off. Just sacked us off.
Right, let's talk about tradesmen.
He's meant to be coming on Tuesday. So we're now on what, Friday? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Meant to be coming on Tuesday.
And he sacked you off.
And he sacked us off after waiting, no word of a lie, since the 9th of October.
So what was his excuse this time? Just not coming?
Two other jobs, too stressful, dropping all his jobs.
Right. So I've had a lot of tradesmen like this, where they've either not... And I always think they start off with a lie. Like they'll come. I had one guy come out to fit a floor, right? And he said, he was meant to come out on Friday and he never. He said, I can't, my grandma's died. And then on the Saturday he came out, right? And I was like, sorry to hear about your grandma, mate. And he went, eh? Oh, aye. And it was clearly his go-to, like, bullshit. But we've had loads of people like that where they've just, like, either done a shit job or just, like, fobbed you off for ages and ages.
I think we've had this discussion before on the pod. It's really difficult to get tradesmen, but they do an off wind you up. I thought he was one of the guys that I'd really found that I really, really was good. And I feel like he's just booted us in the teeth. Waiting for that long, specific for him to do the job. And then he gave us like two numbers of someone else who might be able to. Yeah, I'm not fucking starting the whole thing again. Oh, yeah. I was quite mad on Friday when this happened, but I've calmed down a little bit now.
Good.
But literally, I've got three bathrooms in my garage at the moment, which is not a great place for them to be. on his word of coming round.
Twat.
Anyway.
Right. Right.
So we've got a nice one. He's straight into it here. So we're on the Yonder Peach Cobbler. It's a 4.5% pastry sour. We have had a Yonder before. Do you remember which Yonder we had last time?
It was a stout, wasn't it?
No, because they don't make stouts. They only make sours.
All right. Was it that smoothie one?
No, the strawberry one. I actually can't remember which one it was, but we have had a Yonder before. They are fantastic, to be perfectly honest. From Somerset, they are really, really good. Never been disappointed with one of their beers, so I'm assuming that this one will go very swimmingly. So this is a peach cobbler pastry sour, so it should have things like, should be able to taste the pastry, maybe a little bit of creamy custardness in the back, but it should taste a peach, obviously.
Right, just now, before
smell,
we drink this.
If smell goes by anything.
I hate the taste of fake peach. So will this be real peach?
Right, well, have a sniff of the can.
Okay.
That just tastes like a dessert, doesn't it?
It smells like pastry.
Wow. Right, okay, let's get this poured. So let's have a look at the can art. I think we've done a Yonder before, like I say, but where are you with the can art on this one?
Actually, it's actually quite seasonal. It looks like Easter, doesn't it?
Yeah, eggs on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise they were eggs, actually, but they are, aren't they? Yeah, eggs, peach cobbler. Fairly basic. Yeah. Colour-wise, we're going through a lot, but, God, I think this taste is going to be... Oh.
Okay. Oh, you've got a bigger head than me.
It smells like tin peaches.
Am I a good man, or does that smell like that girl's stuff?
That's good, isn't it? Wow. Massive peach. Right, so, as you know, not a first... no comments, first sip. Take a second one. Now, I'm going to sound a bit beer twatish here, but my experience of Yonders are they're so complex. They seem really straightforward, but they're so complex that you get a different flavour every mouthful. So that one for me was very, very peachy.
The second one was peachy. Yeah.
Oh, it's sour. Where do you think, where do you sit on sour beers now then? We've had a couple now, haven't we?
I think when you first taste them, whatever one it is, when you first have a first sip, it's like, whoa, this is different. And then after a while that goes away. And like you say, you do have the tastes more. And it does exactly that noise you've just made there where it makes you do that, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I like the really puckering ones that make you proper go, you know, when it hurts you in the back of your jaw where it meets. I like those ones. This one isn't as beefy as that, but to be fair, it's only 4.5%. So it hasn't got the like really cracking, massive puckering sour. But it's got a lovely, 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 like almost sweet and sour taste to it.
It's a really nice taste, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, anyway, you were talking before when you said about creaking when you get up, and I was saying it takes me 13.8 minutes to stand up from a seat. There's other things that really now I'm starting to feel like, well, where are we? We are comfortably middle-aged now, aren't we? We're not even like on the cusp.
No, I think we're well into it now, mate.
This is like, I mean, I don't feel like I am, how old I am. I look a lot older than I am. but now I'm starting to think, like, now I've got like a handful of tablets to take every day. And I've got to like think about when I've got to take my tablets. And I've... My eyes are getting worse. I'm starting to, like, for years, my eyesight were bad. When I was a kid, my eyesight was bad. But then it kind of plateaued out for ages. And now I've realised that I can't see again. I've got to go and go for another eye test.
My hearing's
I was just about to say, you were talking about your hearing the other day, weren't you?
Like, really shit. Like, a noticeable difference over the last couple of years. Where, yeah. Like, people are shouting at us and I'm like, did you say something?
Yeah, and I've got tinnitus as well, so I've got a constant ringing in my ears. So I can, even now, I can hear ringing in my ears, which is just weird.
Really, all the time?
all the time. I haven't realised for ages what it is. Like, I've always had something in my ears, but I've realised I've got tinnitus.
And I hate going to the doctors. Every time you go to the doctors, he just calls you a fat cunt.
Well, as if you can even see a doctor.
And then the rare times I do, I just get called, all of your problems are because you're a fat cunt.
Yeah, lose weight. Lose weight, fatty.
Yeah. I don't know how losing weight's going to help me heaving, like. I haven't got fat ears.
You probably will have. Got it's like the it's like that Bernard Manning joke when he says you can't eat anything fatty, and the guy goes, well, I'm going to find that hard, you know, that's you know, what am I going to eat? He said, no, you can't eat anything fatty. That was a terrible delivery of a joke. Bernard Manning delivers that far better than I do.
Is he not the turkey guy?
Turkey guy?
Yeah.
What's that?
Bernard.
Bernard Manning?
Yeah.
No, that's Bernard Matthews. Oh. Beautiful, Bernard.
I was like, why is turkey guy...
I've got to be honest, you've made a man who's made millions out of raising turkeys and doing turkey drummers. You've confused him against a bigoted racist comedian.
Can you still get turkey drummers? I used to love them.
Oh, God knows. I mean, I presume like turkey Twizzlers were in the realm of Bernard Matthews as well.
Well, Jamie Oliver spoiled them, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I watched. Oh, this is just coming to me. I watched this brilliant, brilliant YouTube video. And it's from it was a snip from one of Jamie Oliver's programs when he was doing the turkey Twizzlers. So, you know, is it reconstituted turkey or whatever it is that gets you? So yeah. Basically,
tits and eyelids.
He's sitting with a group of kids, like 10 kids around him. And he's like, right, so this is what we're going to do for your turkey Twizzlers. He puts like chicken heads in and chicken feet and a load of salt, bag of rusk, you know, to pat it out, blends it all up, and it comes out, and he's like slapping it down, comes out as this thick, like horrible pink paste. He turns around to all the kids there and he says, now who wants to eat that? And every single one of them puts their hand up. Jamie Oliver's face. Have you ever seen a crestfallen warrior? Jamie Oliver is just gutted. He's been defeated on the battle there. Every single one of them puts their hands up.
What does he expect? Like,
they were brilliant.
It's like saying, kids, do you want broccoli? It's really nice and good for you. No?
I want some of those really nice tasting salt-laden turkey products. Oh, his face, though. Like his face is just... And the camera does it perfect. The camera pans onto him and he's like that. But yeah, so yeah, but the other Bernard Manning one that I really love, and I'm just stealing content here, but I've got to tell you this because it makes me piss myself every single time. There's a guy goes into a supermarket and he's got one apple, one small slice of bread, one packet of ham, one banana, one small bottle of soap, men's soap, a few things, one of everything. And this woman behind the counter is looking at him as she beeps everything through. She's like, I'm really, really sort of full on. And she said, you're single, aren't you? He said, yeah, I am. How did you know? I said, oh, you're a right ugly cunt.
And congratulations for telling the only two Bernard Manning jokes that wouldn't get us cancelled.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was in dangerous territory there, wasn't I?
I was really terrified when you said that you started off the other one.
The thing is, though, it wasn't all bloody racism. He was actually quite funny.
Yeah,
as a comedian. But it didn't help on, like, when he went on Mrs. Merton and stuff like that and did come across just as a big fat...
I make fun of everyone. And then he listed a name of people that wasn't okay to make racist jokes about.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so yeah, back to my ales and graces. So also, like, just doing this walk and like the next day thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to walk tomorrow. This is going to be awful. So I don't know if I don't know if it's just me, because I feel fitter now than I have done for quite a long time.
No, like, I have trouble with that. Remember I was telling you about my shin splints? So
yeah.
I didn't even know what they were, right? And I was walking every day for a week, like quite long walks, like 3 miles, 3.5 miles.
And then fucking one day, hell, mate. Hang on.
What?
Quite long walks, 3.5 miles.
Yeah, like during the day when you're at work and stuff. Or after work.
That's not a long walk. That's a fucking saunter for some people.
Like, yeah, but some people aren't a little fat cunt with tiny little legs, are they?
3 miles, fucking hell. I could be on some really long walks, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A lot of elevation in them, went up at least 20 metres.
No elevation. Flat as fuck. But for me, three and a half miles a day, every day for like a week, was more than I'd ever been doing for years. So
I walked to and from the pub on Thursday night, and that was 3 miles.
What, in one go?
Yeah, well, there and back. Like a mile and a bit there and a mile and a bit back.
Yeah, but I was doing this while I was at work, so it wasn't like...
Do you get paid for it as well?
No, I mean, like, it was work days. I wasn't just going, right, I'm leaving, I'm going for a walk. So I was trying to fit it in. Mate, I'm trying to better myself. Oh, I did that coming back from the pub. So anyway, me put right. You cough. That's karma. That cough is a karma cough. Never mind your Benidorm bloody bronchitis. That's a karma cough. You deserve that.
Okay. Am I gonna have like black smoke coming out of my mouth soon?
So anyway, I went for this walk one day, and I got about a mile down the road, and I'd never had this pain before on my leg. It felt like the way to describe it. It felt like someone was trying to pull the muscle off my leg. It was hideous. So I had to stop. And I was like, what's that? And I got back and I Googled it. It was shin splints.
Anyone who's had shin splints listening will absolutely know how painful they are. I've had them as well myself. Amazingly, I got them from playing rugby on hard ground.
Yeah.
Playing in studs on hard ground. And oh my God, I know exactly what you mean. It's like... It's the most horrible, horrible pain. And it's not even when you're walking, is it? When you get them as well, even when you're still, they're still hurting you.
So if you rest for a while, so what I found was if I stopped for like 10 minutes, it would get a little bit better. But then I started walking again, and after about 4 steps, it was back. So I was like,
yeah.
So I kind of like hobbled home. And then I looked it up and I was like, well, I'll rest for a few days. And then I just thought, well, am I doing that again? Get hurt. So
shin splints put at the end to my running career during COVID. Now, anyone who's looking at me might think that fat, he's never ran a mile in his life. But I was doing quite well during COVID. I was like 10K, so I was doing well. And
yeah, while I'm not going to piss on your chips like you did with me, it's not a career.
Well, I mean, mate, that was my running career. I mean, literally, that was as best as it's ever going to be. My career is now over. I'm spent. I'm a spent force. I'm a spent athlete running. So I did. So 10 kilometres, shin splints the next day, unbearable. Couldn't do it for about 3 weeks, actually. Every time I started to run again for about 3 weeks, it was... So I just fucking gave it up. So I thought, this running malarkey is not good for my health.
I've been looking into as our old friend on this podcast, Peloton.
Oh yeah.
But when I say Peloton, I don't mean the £4,000 bike and the £60 a month membership. I mean like an actual spin bike. I think I'm going to get one of them.
That's what a Peloton is.
I know,
but the classes,
Pelotons are just for rich, stupid people, though, aren't
they? I don't think so. No, actually.
Have you still got yours?
Yeah.
Do you go on it?
No.
Do you hang clothes on it?
No.
Is it in the garage where your bathrooms?
Yes.
Maybe that's what you should do, mate. You should get a spin toilet.
To be fair, if I just, I must be losing, I don't need the Peloton because I'm just losing weight because of all the anger I feel toward tradesmen at the moment. It's like literally just making the pounds drop off us.
Get a punch bag in the garage and then kick fuck out of it every time someone
annoys. I can't get in my fucking garage because I've got three cutting bathrooms in there. I've been through this. I can't even get in my dartboard.
Oh my, nah. You need to get that sorted out.
Yeah, I know.
Trading standards.
Tradesman standards, that's the problem. Good. So, where are we, mate?
Yeah, enjoying this beer. It's nice, isn't it? I tell you what I do like about it is that it's only 4.5%. I reckon if that was freezing cold, you'd have two or three of them.
Yeah, it's. I have to say, I did have a Yonder last night, actually. And it was a different flavour. I can't remember. It was called Freak Shake. So it was like, you know, like a Freak Shake marshmallowy type of milkshake thing.
Yeah.
It was one like that, and that was out of this world. This one's quite subtle, quite subdued, I think, in comparison. But
yeah,
it's decent, nevertheless. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a photograph right now for all the listeners because I never do them, and I'm going to put this on my Instagram at @BeeryBanter. So don't forget to have a look at that.
Good idea. And if anyone's listening who hasn't followed Martin on @BeeryBanter on Insta, give him a follow.
Right, we're in. And then, at @BeeryBanter. Then what else have we got? We've got the old, the Lagers Off podcast on Instagram and the Lagers Off podcast on TikTok, YouTube.
It's the
Facebook.
Lagers Off on TikTok because you set it up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's different than all the others.
Just stick the Lagers Off in and you'll see it. We're getting a few comments.
The comments on YouTube. If anyone wants to make any more comments, I try to respond. Well, I do respond to all of them because we don't get that many.
I don't. we can't. It's nice to see people interacting with us a little bit. We do this for fun just because we want to, really, and because we'd be having this conversation anyway. So we did think it would be quite a good idea just to record it. And I think we're slowly getting a little bit of a follower base out there. So it's, thank you very much.
And if anyone wants to recommend a beer or want to see one in any of the episodes, just let us know. And as long as it's fairly easy to get us, we'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, back to this one. So we've got Yonder. Peach Cobbler Pastry Stout, 4.5% ABV. Dan, is the lager on or the lager off?
Whoa, I've just had a massive mouthful of that and it nearly killed us. However, the lager's off.
The lager's off! Is that your middle age? Is that just another middle aged thing that you can't swallow at the right time?
It went down the wrong end.
Better than up the wrong end.
All right, Bernard Manning.
Oh, I'll be on Mrs. Merton next. We can't. Well, that's so we're now. This is episode number 11 of season 2. So we are 21 episodes in.
Yeah.
And in fairness, we haven't had a lagers on, have we?
No, I haven't.
Ever.
Nah.
And that's not because we're fudging the system or anything like that, is it? We just legitimately haven't had a beer that you don't like.
Well, this is what I said the other episode, where I've had beers at beer festivals before which have been absolutely manky, right?
Mm.
And we've never even been close to that.
So when we're picking these beers, I basically pick a load, don't I? And then we then send them to you and you buy the same.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold that as good testament for my my judgment and my purchasing.
Well, that's all it is, isn't it? You can't. Well done.
Because I could knock out some shitty ones, I think. And maybe I should do that next time. Maybe I should get some really challenging ones in the next box.
Well, I suppose you've got, because last season we did a mulligan at 10, so you probably are due for another one.
Yeah. I might have a little think about that.
Yeah.
I might have a little. So I've got maybe this is something good for people if they want to comment, and maybe Dan, you can do a little snippet of this so people can see it. But if you've got any beers out there that you would like, any episodes that you would like to see out of these three, let me give you three. So one would be the Imperial Stout podcast, which is all Imperial Stout. Okay. The other one would be the high ABV volume. So let's get three of the highest ABVs I can possibly get.
You're making this easy.
And then the third one is let's go for three of what I believe, for me, in my palate, are the worst three beers I've ever had.
Right.
So three ideas there. So if anyone comment either Imperial, Mingan, or what was the other one?
Pissed,
yeah. No, yeah, Imperial, Mingan, or high ABV. Then we'll go with that.
I'll do it. I'll maybe see if I can do like a survey on Insta or something.
But it'll be really embarrassing when we only get one response.
Well, do you know what? If someone chooses pissed, fine. As long as they don't piss Mingan. Pissed, oh fuck. As long as they don't pick Mingan, I'm not bothered.
Right, let's do that then. Let's open the vote up to anyone who wants to be there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, right, well, thank you for my business advice. Thank you for saying that I did the right thing. And sorry for being the bearer of bad news that 3 miles of walking is not very far.
Yeah, and...
You fat little sausage.
I need a piss now. Where's your garage?
Well, I've got 3 toilets to choose from. And 3 sinks.
That covers everything. See you next time, bro. See you.
Have fun. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The log is off.